I was hoping to get it started while you were singing I'll Be There right there.
Yeah.
That would have been a great intro.
Okay, good.
Thank you. I was in choir in high school. I was the lead in Little Shop of Horrors. I was the plant. I was the voice of the plant in Little Shop of Horrors. Isn't that exciting?
An unexpected soprano.
Yes. Were you ever in the theater? Were you with Thespian?
No, I wish.
they didn't let the football players go in and...
No, I wasn't smart enough.
No. Thank you for acknowledging the brains behind the theater department. Okay, so we lead Minnesota.
14-3.
Total yards are, let's pull it up. Total yards are 165-86.
Yeah.
Odds you would have gotten in Vegas that Minnesota would have 86 total yards, including only 56 on the ground at halftime.
No, I've been, you would have gotten
yes.
some incredible odds. I've been very impressed by the team defense that the Illini are playing, just swarming to the ball. We've seen more plays from, I think, T.J. Neal in the first half than we may have seen for the entire year up to this point. He's playing really well right now. They seem to have a bead on the zone read that Minnesota's trying to run and consistently putting the Gophers in a position where they have to try to throw the ball. And I think what we saw in the first half was they really struggled to do that.
Mm. I'm sorry, I totally get lost in what you were saying. I was trying to read what the...
It said Motown. Yeah.
I thought it was motion. I was like, motion. There's a W. Motion. Did they misspell? Football. Hey, we're talking...
Do subscribers pay for this, too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They pay a lot. They're getting their $2 worth
get their
this
money
month.
For it.
This
yep.
is October right here. Okay, yeah. So I'm kind of in a good mood because we lead and
yeah.
the defense is playing well.
Yeah.
Offense three and outs.
Yeah, I'm concerned about the offense. I think, you know, of those 160-some yards the Illini have, I believe 130-ish of those came in the first quarter.
Yep.
So really, I think, and I may have to clarify that, but with the exception of the possession here at the end of the second quarter, every Illini offensive possession in the second quarter very well could have been a three and out.
Yes. In fact, comparing this to that, they had 157. Once they had 8 yards in the second
yeah,
quarter.
Yeah. Yeah. It's offense. So that's concerning to me. I mean, I told you as soon as we got up 14-0 that I think the rest of this game is wholly contingent upon the offense.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the defense to this point has done a pretty solid job. And really, it's up to the offense to keep moving the ball down the field. And, you know, we saw Riley did a really nice job of leading a couple of touchdown drives there, just really dealing, making the correct reads on the zone reads. They put Aaron Bailey in. Aaron didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then the offense we have to acknowledge it. The offense has really been sputtering since that move was made.
Yep. Okay, so best defensive quarter since... Or best defensive half. Yeah, take that. Thank you. Best defensive half since... Cincinnati second half?
Yeah. It's been a while. They've been playing well. You can tell that they've just been gap sound.
Yeah.
In their defense. You know, there was a play, and I want to say it was just an inside zone play, and David Cobb, or their second string running back, cut the ball back, and T.J. Neal was sitting right there in backside A gap.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen many times the linebackers have overrun that, leaving a big cutback lane. It wound up being a 4-yard gain for Minnesota, but to me, that shows me, hey, that coaching is sinking in.
Yep.
He's taking his gap responsibility. He's not trying to do too much. And he's sitting there making the play. And they're making Minnesota work for everything. And again, really huge here at the end of the first half for not allowing Minnesota to get even a field goal there.
Yeah.
They hit a big pass to start their drive, but wind up with nothing, wind up having to punt.
Yep. And that drive down there, I put something on Twitter about it, the three straight plays. That play you mentioned with T.J. Neal,
mm-hmm.
where a 13-yard run becomes a 4-yard run.
Right.
Then they run the jet sweep second down, right? And Thomas forced it.
Ernest Thomas forces it back inside. Taylor Barton's right there where he's supposed to be playing inside out.
And then third down, Thomas catches the quarterback stepping forward, gets a sack.
Punt.
So a drive we've seen all year that the first play is 11, 15, 17 yards.
Right.
It's the second play, we're not forcing that jet outside. And third play, quarterback has all day. Suddenly...
Yeah.
These drives become punts. Look at how that works.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, and I think, you know, what I'm anticipating seeing Minnesota try to do moving forward is I think they're going to try to get some more spread formations and run the ball out of that, because when they've bunched it up with, you know, two tight ends and a fullback, the Illini have done a nice job of just stacking the box and making plays and not being moved off too much at the point of attack. So I think what Minnesota is probably going to try to do is maybe run, try to get their guys on the edges a little bit, you know, anticipate that, you know, maybe the defenders are going to make the wrong reads or not be gap sound or responsible in terms of the option game, things like that. That's probably what I anticipate happening. In Illinois, I mean, we need to be able to run the ball. We have to be able to run the ball. There's several times where Minnesota's going to a three-down front. There's natural bubbles there over each guard. You have to be able to hit that for 3 to 5 yards at a pop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd love to see that first play again where they had Church and Donovan. Let's see that again. Okay, so I said to you before the game, this would be the first Big Ten home win in 1,120 days. So I'm going to put you on the spot. Are they going to get it, or do we worry about it? Jerry Kill squeezing us to death.
I don't know. I mean, I picked Illinois winning coming into this game. I'm going to stick with that. That's me knocking on wood. Because I want to see it happen. And if the first half replicates itself in the second half, you know, obviously then the score is 28-6. I don't think that's going to happen. I think Minnesota's going to mount some drives here. They're going to put some points up on the scoreboard. And again, it's going to come down to the Illinois offense being able to score and continue to sustain drives. And then, as you know, it's probably going to come down to your good friend, the turnover fairy.
Yes.
That's something we have not seen today.
But she's been great. The pop up in the air to Ferguson caught and Bentley's punt that he dropped bounced right back to him. She is totally here for homecoming.
Well, and Minnesota is a team that's very adept at intercepting ball, and I think Riley's done a nice job of not throwing anything up to chance. If he's missed, it's been, you know, low and away. He's not throwing up too many contested balls, but it's clear that they're going to have to do more on offense. I would anticipate seeing a few. You know, we had a reverse pass.
Yeah.
Dude K throwing the ball. I'd anticipate seeing a few more things like that to keep Minnesota on their toes. And, you know, to be honest, after seeing what I saw in the first half, unless, you know, you put Riley O'Toole back out there quarterback, unless he's really starts to struggle again, I think you just leave him in there and ride it out, because you look at the plays and the offense just got out of sync after they brought Bailey in and it just wasn't able to work. But, you know, maybe he still has a role in the red zone.
Yeah.
Two for two in red zone opportunities right now. Let's have to be 100% the rest of the game.
Okay, let's do this.
Yep.
I want a good feeling after the game.
Go Atlanta.
Go Atlanta.